Hello. I'm not from Los Angeles, but Julianne and Trista couldn't come, so I said that I would read their slides to you. We don't need that one. So an overview of the presentation is that we're going to discuss transgender women in Los Angeles County implementing the THBS in Los Angeles, which they call LA Trans or La Trans, and their findings and the lessons learned from their specific experience. So, as you can see, Los Angeles County is very large and covers more than 4,000 square miles, and it's divided into these 8 service planning areas, or SPAs, and has a population of 9.9 million, and it's among the most diverse counties in the country. So this slide has the estimated size of the priority populations in LA County, which was completed in 2007 and is based on 2005 data. We don't have any current estimates, but we are looking for a better methodology to estimate the transgender population in LAC. And we're assuming that the male to female transgender population is probably larger than 4,400. This slide shows the number of individuals living with HIV/AIDS in LAC by priority population. There have been a total of 392 HIV/AIDS cases among transgenders reported to LAC as of December 31st, 2009, and 370 are due to sexual transmission. Transgender persons account for less than 1% of all HIV/AIDS cases in Los Angeles County. 97% of the cases in LAC are among transgender women. And here we have the estimated seroprevalence of the priority populations in LAC, and transgender women have the highest seroprevalence of any priority population at 21%. This slide represents our transgenders living with HIV/AIDS cases by race ethnicity. So as you can see in LA County, 52% of the transgender HIV/AIDS cases are among Latinos and Latinas, followed by Black at 32%. And other race ethnicities contribute smaller proportions of the cases. So in terms of implementing the LA Trans in Los Angeles County, things that they considered unique to the LA experience were the transgender service provider network. They ended up with multiple interview locations, and they felt that ACASI was super successful in Los Angeles. So, one of the unique things unique to the LA County was that there were an existing group of transgender individuals meeting on a regular basis called the Transgender Service Provider Network, or TSPN. The TSPN provided guidance relating to the implementation and recruitment and really became their community advisory board. And so they kept this board abreast of all the issues with the pilot from the beginning to the end of the study. And the findings were actually presented at or to the TSPN by the lead epidemiologist, Trista, and one of the TSPN members who also was a study interviewer. So, due to the multiple geographic spread of Los Angeles, they ended up with multiple locations. They felt this was necessary to reach all the transgender populations. The service areas kept getting expanded as they became aware of other areas within LA where transgenders resided. So, they ended up with 9 interview locations in 6 areas. They had Hollywood and West Hollywood, Tarzana? I don't know, I'm not from LA. Downtown, South LA, and El Monte. And so they kept identifying locations and incorporated them as they received cooperation. So concerning Los Angeles, they did not experience any issues or receive any complaints with participants regarding the use of the laptops and the ACASI software. The only complaint was the robotic voice of the default software that they used, and actually that'll be a complaint probably from Chicago as well as Houston. And so for future recommendations, they recommended recording a soft human voice. Like mine. No. Okay, so findings from Los Angeles County. They enrolled 103 transgender women. They had 11 seeds, and they recruited transgender women or trans women because that's what I ended up saying, so I'm sorry. They had 103 total, 11 seeds, and 92 were recruited. They ended up with 45 black transgender women and 58 Latina. They had one interview lost, which they didn't end up including in the analysis. Okay, so this beautiful slide represents or highlights the participation by the different geographic locations. Red is Hollywood, blue is downtown, green is South LA, and yellow is the San Fernando Valley. Pink is El Monte or the San Gabriel area. So you can kind of see that they had a really super productive seed, which was 10, seed 10. And then to the left of the slide, they had two non-productive seeds and three only, I guess, recruited one person. So when asked how the participants identified, 80% said transgender, 19% said female, and 1% identified as male. We don't have good notes on this interview, on this particular individual, but when the interviewer answered the question, does this person meet the protocol of transgender, the interviewer checked yes, other reason. We believe this was the individual who said they were dressing as a male that day for safety reasons, and the interviewer stated that there were several other things that indicated that the individual usually lived as a female, such as plucked eyebrows and piercings and things of that nature. The majority of our participants were over the age of 30, and we were unable to enroll anyone under the age of 18 in LA. Only 23% of our sample was 18 to 29 years old. 66 of our participants said they were born in the U.S. or Puerto Rico. 26 were born in Mexico, and 8% said other. The majority of our participants had income levels less than $10,000. And the median household income in LA County is $55,000. So almost all of our participants had incomes below the median household income. 67% of our participants were either unemployed or disabled, and only 13% were employed full-time. 63% of our participants had a high school degree or more, which I think is very good. And this slide looks at homelessness. As you can see, there are almost half of the participants had been homeless in the past 12 months, and 32% were currently homeless. For the number of partners in the past 12 months, the mean number of male partners was 13, median 3, number of main partners, mean 3, median 1, and number of casual partners, mean 16, with a median of 4. This slide looks at unprotected sex in the past 12 months. The first column indicates the partner type, and the second column indicates the number of individuals who identified having that partner type. So 64% reported having unprotected sex with any partner. 61% reported having unprotected sex with their main male partner, and 41% reported having unprotected sex with their casual male partner. Very few individuals reported having female or transgender partners, but those who did reported a high percentage of unprotected sex. For silicone and injected hormones, 63% reported ever injecting hormones, and 45% reported injecting in the past 12 months. 23% reported ever injecting silicone, but only 4% reported injecting silicone in the past 12 months. For testing behaviors, 96% of our participants had ever tested, and 63% had tested in the past 12 months. And then for self-reported HIV status, 27% self-reported as being HIV positive, and 25% did not know their HIV status. Alcohol and marijuana were the most commonly reported non-injection drugs. However, 12% reported meth use, and 9% reported crack use. 23% reported ever injecting drugs, but only 4% reported injecting drugs in the past 12 months. Whew. Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Okay, lessons learned in LA. So successes for LA. we were able to reach our sample size goal of 100 transgender women using the RDS. The broad use of community-based organizations as interview sites in areas where transgender women reside helped to increase access and recruitment. Outstanding support and collaboration with the local transgender service provider network was also a success in LA. Challenges. They had difficulties hiring appropriate transgender staff. The LA County Department of Public Health conducts a very thorough background check for employment, and unfortunately, many qualified applicants have had, you know, either prior records, and this slowed down the hiring process. Applicants who were finally cleared for employment did not get clearance to be hired until the very last weeks of the study, approximately 4 months later. Some of the challenges included identifying productive seeds. You know, there was some reluctance to participate. The $25 incentive was not seen to be enough for some of the women who were involved in sex work, but this was not the case for everyone. And they did have issues. They were not able to enroll anyone between the ages of 15 and 17. They did have participation from an organization that provides services for transgender youth, but didn't get participation from those 15 to 17-year-olds through RDS. Interestingly, a local needs assessment conducted a venue-based sampling at the same site and did get participation from those who were under 18. They had some difficulties in setting up the interview sites around LA. In downtown LA, we have our Skid Row area where many homeless transgender live and receive services. While we did have initial interest from the organizations in that area, they were not able to get any cooperations, no phone calls were returned, things like that. However, you saw that we did manage to get participants from the downtown area to participate since actually their main office isn't too far from Skid Row. So in terms of future research, which of course Teresa already said they were going to incorporate, LA definitely agrees that there's a need to conduct formative research and to have a Spanish language survey to open it up to all races and ethnicities, and also to include other forms of contact such as email, texting, or social networking sites. Since there was a high prevalence of homelessness among transgender, it may be wise to allow other methods of contact, since some of the organizations provided computers for clients to check their email. And they did have participants who wanted to use email or that had to borrow cell phones to contact us. And they say they may need to ask our transgender service provider network for assistance in identifying seeds who are young transgender and allowing other methods of contact, which may be helpful in reaching the youth. Acknowledgements. I'm not on there. And that's it.
So we could take a couple or few questions for Paige right now.
I'm not from LA and I'm not familiar with everything, but I'm pretty sure they didn't have any seeds because you count your seeds in your actual recruitment and they had no one that was under the age of 18.
And maybe you can answer this too. What was the exact thing that was said to a seed to recruit other persons?
Well, you mean like the recruiting, or what you sort of, you give them a script.
You tell an MSM.
Well, when you meet your transgender that is possibly going to be a great seed, they are chosen number one based on their personality and their connectedness to the community. And then you sort of train them saying like, well, what we're looking for is this, and you go over the eligibility requirement. They need to be 15 or older, they need to be African American or Latino, they need to speak English, they need to live either in Houston, LA, or Chicago, and they need to either be born male and identify as female, transgender, or intersexed, or...
Just some other gender.
And also, I think one of the requirements was either having lived or presented yourself as a female in the past 12 months.
No, they had to be born male.
They had to be born male, and then they could identify as intersex. Sorry, that was on there.
Michael?
It's condom use. Did you use a condom?
For what type of
sex? Yeah, it was insertive and then receptive. So I don't know. LA didn't break it up, but I know we broke it up in the Houston slides, and maybe Chicago did. But yeah, no, they were asked specifically about insertive anal sex. They were asked about condom use with receptive anal sex. Every kind of sex.
So the questions were more.
Oh, they were very specific. This is just a they. Oh, absolutely. It's very specific. Yeah, there will be. Yeah, but no, it was broken up into specific types of sex, condom use, last sexual partner type. It was everything. Yeah.
Were there any questions about body modifications?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They for some reason they didn't bring that up in LA, but I know we have it in the Houston data. Well, that was pretty much site-specific. We could decide wherever we wanted our interview sites to be. LA went a little site crazy. 9 individual interview sites in 6 different areas within LA County. And they justified that based on the huge geographic spread of Los Angeles. So they had 9 different interview sites, and they were all generally, I think, connected to locations that provided transgender services. No, there was no van.
No van.
Mm-mm. It wasn't mobile.
Yeah. Vans work well.
Yes.
And if they had a van, they could have used it.
Pardon me?
If they had a van, they could have used it. I don't know if LA has a van.
I don't think LA has a van. Houston doesn't have a van. Yeah.